Bezat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Torah and the Active Brain. Well, too many politicians and media editors in Israel voice opinions about things they have no idea about, such as the significance of a traditional Torah education. In stark contrast, those of us who begin to learn Torah after completing advanced degrees in higher education are extremely familiar with both sides of the fence, secular and academic education versus Torah education. So we therefore can voice our opinion with an accurate assessment of each side of the subject. Well, the public deserves a knowledgeable response to what leading secular Israeli news website wrote recently, and I quote, "The lack of core studies in Haredi education is liable to create serious illiteracy problems within Israeli society." Are you for real? In my neighborhood, little boys are fluent readers by the age of 5. They read Rashi script by the age of 7, and they're learning Gemara and wrestling with Aramaic by age 9. Many of our kids are bilingual, and if you add Aramaic, they're trilingual. Illiteracy problems? Not in our neighborhood. Let's see a classic contrast between secular education and Torah education, one example out of many that you'll never hear or see in the mass media. To this day, school children around the world, including secular Israel, learn that Columbus discovered America in 1492. Now, the more upbeat schools teach that Leif Erikson the Viking discovered America about 500 years before, around 1002 CE. Well, despite Erikson's voyage, medieval pre-Columbus Europe still thought that the world was flat. The historical truth is that Christopher Columbus encountered stiff resistance about his idea of sailing way westward to try and reach the East Indies. His contemporaries were the same church leaders who instigated the famous Spanish Inquisition that killed, tortured, and expelled Spain's Jews the same exact year that Columbus set sail on his western voyage in 1492. They were positive that Columbus would sail off the edge of the earth, which they believed to be flat. Well, the Torah scholars of Spain, they knew that Columbus wouldn't sail off the edge of the earth. How? How'd they know that? Our sages knew as early as 2,300 years ago, long before Columbus and Leif Erikson ever came into the world, that the world was not flat but round. Open up the Gemara in Tractate Avodah Zarah and turn to page 41a. The Gemara discusses what type of statutes are idolatrous. Well, the discussion has nothing to do whether the world is round or not. But as an aside, our sages mention that any statue of a human holding a ball is decidedly idolatrous because a ball represents the globe. So Tosfot elaborates that our sages learned that the world was round from the Yerushalmi Gemara way back in Avodah Zarah 18b, dating back to the time of Alexander the Great and Shimon HaTzadik, that was 2,300 years ago. Well, kids with Torah education, they don't grow up with nonsense and vanities in their brain. They're raised on a Abaye and Rava rather than Mickey and Donald. They grow up on Talmudic logic and they learn how to think. Their minds are active and not passive. And that's why we keep their heads in books rather than on screens. Well, the Vilna Gaon, he was a genius who knew mathematics, astronomy, physics, and anatomy, and he never opened up a secular book in his life. Now, the Shatzer Rav of London, who lived a mere 7 decades ago, also had no secular education, but he made a more accurate calculation of lunar conjunction than NASA did. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov was also a genius who knew natural sciences and social sciences on their innermost level. And Rabbi Nachman, he realizes how plants obtain their medicinal properties. He casually mentions that a person's handwriting reveals the inner secrets of his psyche. Open up Likutei Moran, per section, Torah 173. Well, graphology has become really popular among psychologists, prospective employers, and law enforcement agencies in the last 3 or 4 decades. Rabbi Nachman, over 200 years ago, he knew that that's the real deal. Now, try about the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish never opened up a secular book in his life, but he had no problem instructing the head of neurosurgery from a leading Israeli hospital how to perform a difficult brain surgery that other doctors considered impossible. Well, if a person really wants to be healthy and disease-free, all he has to do is follow the age-old happy medium nutrition and health directives of the Rambam, which have never been disproved to the day. By the way, the Rambam died more than 800 years ago, but his knowledge, the Torah knowledge, is for posterity. For truth seekers, it never goes out of style. Before the era of Google search engines, people couldn't believe in a heavenly court that recorded and archived all a person's thoughts and speech and deeds. People now see that Google search could tell you anything about anybody or any subject today. But as King Solomon teaches, there's nothing new under the sun. The heavenly court has been doing that for the last 5,780 years. Well, some people still argue, and they say, what about making a living? What about learning a profession? We Yeshiva graduates, they have the ability to learn high-tech subjects proficiently, or anything else for that matter, for the shortest duration because of their active brains. They've all their lives, they've learned how to learn and not how to memorize. Our sages warn us not to waste our brain capacity on non-Torah subjects. In that respect, by giving your child a television or computer, you destroy the child's learning potential with your own two hands because you convert his brain from an active one to a passive one. So let's not let our children grow up like mental couch potatoes. Let's teach them to be active and not passive and give them a traditional Torah education. Meanwhile, let's all merit in getting the Torah ourselves from anew and renewing our connection with Torah the Shavuos, and it'll be the best decision we all ever made. Amen. God bless, and have a great Yom Tov.